Coming up August 10th through December 8th in the Mary and Charlie Babcock Wing Gallery, Renolda House Museum of American Art presents Things Wondrous and Humble, American Still Life. The exhibition features some of the finest examples of still life, both traditional and some unexpected approaches, from collections all across our state. It's a bountiful exploration of one of art's most popular genres and how the everyday objects depicted within it continue to capture our imagination. Director of Public Programs, Phil Archer.
Fruit is commonly available, kind of tools of the trade for painters. You'll often see the easels and things that they'd have around. You see pipes a lot. But, you know, I think they're wondrous in part because you wonder about the lives that touched these objects. Whose pipe was that? And the shadow it casts makes you think about the memories that the person that smoked it might have, you know, occasioned for the artist. And
yeah.
But they're just little glimpses into lives, I guess, which, you know, formal portraits, it's obviously being portrayed for history, but a still life gives you, you feel like you're actually in the room glancing at the table and getting a sense of what life was like.
Were the Dutch the first masters?
The Dutch were, the 17th century Dutch really perfected the form, and everything else is kind of a variation on that.
I find that period fascinating just because of all the controversy surrounding the use of light, that whole...
The camera scura.
Yeah.
Using whatever technology, that, you know, airbrush artists, and we have some in the exhibition, you know, projected photographs onto the wall and then painted based on that. But artists have always used whatever techniques... Some reject that. William Bailey, who's in this exhibition, paints solely from memory. He doesn't use photographs. He doesn't even use actual objects. He wants it to be somehow his own psyche transferred onto the canvas. There's sculpture. There's a Joseph Cornell box. He created the dioramas, but with objects rich with symbolism for himself. There are decorative arts like vases and chairs that have still lifes either painted on them or etched in the glass or stitched into the fabric. There's photography, Edward Weston vegetables that are very sensuous and lit, and they're of such a scale that this pepper looks like an enormous either human female or mountainscape. It's very dramatic for an ordinary pepper. That's what we're getting at with the title, Things Wondrous and Humble.
Yeah.
Something very humble can become wondrous when portrayed a certain way.
Any of the still lifes particularly grab your imagination?
I think about Audrey Flack's photorealist work, Bounty, which has... You know, decaying fruit, making us think about the transience of all things and the vanity of human hopes. Carrots will rot and we will die. And there's a candle flickering. So these are, very, you know, going back to the 17th century in Holland, these kinds of symbols that artists keep using to remind us of the brevity of life. But then it also includes a portrait of her daughter that she paints the portrait into the canvas, a plastic parrot that must have had some meaning for her that's kind of mysterious to us. But the painting is, first, it's huge scale. But it's just absolutely packed with gaudy, bright, glittering color shapes. You sort of have to look at it with your peripheral view at first because it's kind of overwhelming. Yeah. But the more you look at it, the more you realize that she wasn't making fun of still life. She actually loved all these objects. She loved deliberating, taking all this time to portray them realistically. And it's just, it kind of reminds you about the beauty around us.
Renolda House Museum of American Art Director of Public Programs, Phil Archer. Things Wondrous and Humble, American Still Life, will be open to the public on Saturday, August 10th in the Mary and Charlie Babcock Wing Gallery. The American Still Life Members Exhibition opening is Thursday, August 8th. It'll be a summer party at Renolda celebrating the beauty and splendor of still life with live entertainment. You'll find links to more about Renolda House membership at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. And coming up on Sunday, August 18th at 3 o'clock, the Carolina Summer Music Festival presents A Bouquet of Music, featuring music inspired by nature, flowers, and all things wondrous and humble, including Kenneth Frizzell's piano work, Wildflowers, performed by Ivan Tseng. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.